Master Your Wellness Journey. Our first workshop is on October 12th at 10 a.m. or 11:15 a.m. We will cover the topic of strength training, where do I start? Join us in the ERC community room at 313 West 4th Avenue to jumpstart your wellness before the new year. Emporia Recreation Center wants you to be active for life.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning. It is 8:43.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us on the KVOE Sutherland Studio Line as we continue and wrap up our morning show here this Monday, Dwayne Haskett. You see him around town on his bike, and he's got a big purpose coming up here this weekend.
Big ride. Once again, it is Bike MS this weekend. Dwayne, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Outstanding. So are you ready for Saturday?
I hope so. It'd be nice if it would cool down a few degrees, but I think I'm prepared for anything. I'm used to all kinds of weather in September in Kansas.
Yeah, I've seen you out there in all kinds of weather. You can get it done. We know that. But we just hope it cools down a little bit for your sake and all the riders in Bike MS. So it's happening this weekend. Give us the specific when and where, Dwayne.
Okay, it's this Saturday at Garmin in Olathe. It's the check-in. First riding's around 7 or when the daylight comes, and it's a two-day event, a couple options, 1 or 2 days. I'm doing a two-day, and it goes from Garmin, and depending on the route, covers around Johnson, Miami counties, and goes to the Lawrence Fairgrounds, and like overnight, and then the next day, it's a little few, it's, the route's similar, and it ends at Garmin again on Sunday.
So let's see, I think there were, what, the 40-mile, 74-mile, and 100-mile options. What option are you?
Well, the first day, I'll probably do the 73 one. The second day, I'm not sure yet, because the second day option's about, like, 38 miles and like, about 68. So, well, whether it be a factor, you know,
sure.
But...
Talk
but
about...
But the first day, the long one, Sunday... I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Understand. Talk a bit, too, here, Dwayne, about the fundraising that you kind of been doing here beforehand, because if memory serves me correctly, you've got to do just kind of put the hand out, say, hey, I'm doing this, and can you support it? And it seems like in years past this has gone really well for you.
Yes, it has. Doing all right so far. I wasn't sure about this year because, well, earlier inflation and economy not being the best, but I'm holding my own. I want to be realistic. I set a goal of about 2,500, and I'm waiting for stuff to clear. But now I think I'm a couple hundred away from that now.
That is awesome.
That's not bad.
You do an awesome job with this each and every year. So first, let us know where we can donate to Dwayne and help out Bike MS.
Okay, it's MS Society. You know, it's. Events, you know, Bike MS in the city, it's Kansas City, and look for participant would be me, Dwayne Haskett, and if you want to do it online, people can do it that way, and then, of course, around town, and of course, I have Facebook, too, but that's the best, that's to do it online, and word of mouth has come, too.
Well, let's get those donations in. As Chuck alluded to, you've been doing this for some time. How long have you been involved with Bike MS, Dwayne, and how did you get involved?
Okay, well, believe it or not, the first year was 1994, so believe it or not, that's be 28 years ago. I was riding out in the country one time, and I saw a bunch of riders, what are you doing it? And they did Bike MS, and so... I'll do it the next year. This would have been 1993, so the next year. I did it back in the, seemed like dark ages. No, I only been on the internet for a couple years then, but no, did like spreadsheets, you know, go door to doors, and I did like, first year was like about 740, you know, and that's all no computers, you know, and then.
Sure.
I guess and then started doing it online, you know, around 2010. So and I've completed it, you know, and I've had, of course, being in September, weather's usually sometimes they encounter rain, you know. The weather is usually pretty good, but fortunately I've never encountered outright cold, so 28 years ago and still at it.
Wow, so you've raised That's thousands nice. And thousands and thousands of dollars in.
Yeah, I've tried to figure how much, you know, over time, which it's kind of easier since getting on computers before that. Yeah. My best guess is maybe 37,000 over 28 years.
Wow.
That's just a ballpark, you know.
Wow. And you also have to do the training, I guess, you know, revving that up just a little bit to make sure that you make it through, given the weather conditions that you may have. It looks like mid to upper 80s here for you here this weekend. So, all in all, it could be a heck of a lot worse.
Oh, yes. And not only that, but in the part of the state where it's definitely not flat, and especially get around Douglas counties and Johnson.
So do you increase your riding closer to this event to make sure you're ready to go, Dwayne?
Yeah, yes, I have, riding around town. And I especially going up, not just that, but practice going up some of the hills, especially with the ones kind of on 18th Street and Highland, you know, practice kind of going up them, you know, being hilly and then, but yes, I definitely do that.
Outstanding.
No kidding.
Outstanding.
Well, it's awesome what you're doing. It really is. And you've raised, like we said, a lot of money for Bike MS and a very, very worthy cause. And we appreciate all you do. Need to get you out on Ron's ride with me here next year.
There you go.
That?
Yeah.
Well, you know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
Yes, there it is.
You can handle that that ride to Olpe, can you?
I think so.
Yeah, I think you can, yeah.
Good deal. Good
that.
Deal.
You're going hundreds of miles here this weekend. Again, so if people would like to donate, and we hope they will, and I'll be making a donation here later on today. Dwayne, how can people do that? Find you on Facebook? Is that the easiest way? Or go to Bike MS on the website?
Yes, both ways. You know, many find me on Facebook and the website, too. Both options will work. And also, I work at Sweet Granada, you know. So if people want to still get some people are uncomfortable doing it online, you know, and do checks, you know, they can drop it off there, you know. So there's still a couple different ways to be able to do it.
Well, that's a good excuse to go to the Sweet Granada, I would think, huh? Yeah.
Can't argue that.
Among many reasons.
Among every reason,
that's right.
Well, Dwayne, again, thanks for all you do. Always a pleasure to talk to you, and best of luck here this weekend.
Yep, son. Thank you for your time, guys.
Hey, thank you, Dwayne. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, Dwayne Haskett. Bike MS this weekend. Help him out.
Please do.
Donate to Bike MS, and Dwayne gets out there, gets after it. And you're not taking the short routes either here.
No. 100-plus miles of cycling taking place in the mid and upper 80s here this weekend. So it's a haul.
Way to go, Dwayne. Way to get out there and get it done. Always good to talk to Dwayne. So, yeah, you can stop by the Sweet Granada and make a donation. That's where Dwayne works. So, best of luck here. Always a pleasure to talk to Mr. Haskett prior to Bike MS, our Newsmaker 3 segment here this morning. KVOE Live and Local 851, 74 degrees. Good morning.
Hi, this is Amanda Cunningham, CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Nationwide, 1 in 5 people are diagnosed with mental illness. It is vital that Crosswinds continues to break